Bartram has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in!
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Welcome back to the Kentucky Resilience Lab. I'm Natalie.
And I'm Katie. And today we're actually going to talk a little bit about motivation. So what is it? What drives our behavior? Why do we as people, as individuals, do the things that we do? What drives us to push on? What drives us to be resilient and enduring? Well, our motivation. Our motivation is actually what drives us and keeps us pushing onward. So there are a lot of different theories of motivation, but most theories actually compare two types. We've got extrinsic and intrinsic sources of motivation. Edward L. Deci and Richard M. Ryan's theory of motivation has been kind of the foundation, a general guide for most people in understanding and differentiating the differences between extrinsic and intrinsic motivation. And Natalie's going to tell us a little bit about the differences in those.
So some examples of extrinsic sources of motivation are playing a sport to win awards. So, you know, to get that trophy at the end of the tournament. So now, on the flip side, for intrinsic, these are within the individual. This is when an individual is motivated to perform an activity for its own sake and for personal rewards, rewards that are within the self. Intrinsic motivation is playing a sport because you enjoy it and feel accomplished while playing the sport. So, as you can see, all of those, they're not outside of the individual. Those are things that people, those are motivated behaviors that bring the individual either joy or contentment, feeling of accomplishment, all with inside the individual.
Which is best? While each type of motivation actually has a different effect on our behavior, right? So studies have shown both types of motivation, both intrinsic and extrinsic motivation, as beneficial to our sport and, you know, competitive settings, even our everyday lives. And both types actually have particular instances, particular times, situations that they're more beneficial than the other. So it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It can be a mix of both. And honestly, studies have shown that that is the most, most beneficial, the most productive source of motivation when you have a little bit of both, right? It's kind of like that Goldilocks thing, right? Like not too hot, not too cold, but just right, just in the middle. Gosh, whatever happened to Goldilocks? I don't know. So
to finish off this episode, we really want to give you some time just to reflect. I'm sure some of the stuff we've been mentioning probably made you think a lot about your own life, and that's great. That's what we wanted to happen. So the first question I want you to ask yourself is, if there was no possibility of earning money, receiving awards, or hearing praise from others for the behavior that I'm doing, would I still engage in the behavior? So if you're an athlete, would you still play the sport even if there was no opportunity to earn money if you're a professional athlete or receive awards, if there was no opportunity to even win games, if there was no such thing as winning or losing? I know that's a really deep question because sports have been played that way competitively for so long, but would you still play them? In your career, if there was no possibility of earning money or hearing praise from your boss or your manager, would you still do the career? And then for exercising, if there was no possibility of, you know, getting compliments from others of how good you look, or if there was no such thing as scales to weigh yourself and to see your weight drop, would you still exercise? And if you would still engage in the behavior, what are the other factors driving you to participate in that behavior? If it's not about the money or the awards, or maybe it partially is, like Katie said, it can be both. Maybe you're thinking, well, yeah, I'd still do the behavior, but I can't do it without earning money. That makes sense. So what other factors, though, are encouraging you to still participate in that career or that sport or that exercise? And if you're thinking, oh, there is no way I would do this career without earning money, or there's no way I would exercise if there was no external reward, or there's no way I would play the sport if there was not the opportunity to win, then you might want to ask yourself, is it still wise for you to participate in that behavior? Is it worth it? Is the money, awards, or praise worth the time and energy you're putting into the behavior if you're not experiencing joy while doing so? And there might be situations where it's still worth it, as Katie alluded to earlier in the episode. Perhaps your family needs the money from the job you were doing, and you must endure it while looking for another job that you might enjoy more. You know, I think there's something very admirable about people who they know that, hey, I don't want to be doing this job, but like I need to earn the money for my family. And if you're an athlete, perhaps you feel like you've lost the passion and joy for your sport, but you want to finish the season to help your team strive towards a conference or division championship title. Maybe you're thinking, man, after this season, I really don't know if I want to play soccer or basketball or football or swim or run. But I've already made it halfway through the season, and I'm not just going to leave my team, you know, because we've worked hard. We have a chance of winning a conference, or we have the chance of winning the division title. And for the exercise example, maybe you don't enjoy running that much, but you've made it a goal to receive a medal for completing a half marathon. You know, I know a lot of people who they're not really big runners, but they have it on their bucket list to complete a half marathon, right? You know, and in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's a goal that they've had, and there is something very satisfying about crossing that finish line and getting that medal and getting the free food that you might get after the half marathon. You know, and of course, right now, you know, there's not as many opportunities for these half marathons out. We hope that it gets back to that day where there are a lot of local 5Ks and half marathons and marathons. And, you know, that could be okay to say, hey, I'm going to finish out this training so that I can complete that half marathon and get that medal. All of these examples exhibit emphasis on extrinsic motivation, but you could justify that the extrinsic motivation is well justified in each example, right? We all can empathize with,
yeah, absolutely,
that person who needs the money for themselves or for their family to pay rent or to put food on the table. But however, as the employee, athlete, or runner, you may want to reevaluate your motivation after receiving or not receiving the extrinsic reward. So after earning enough money for your family, you may want to put more emphasis on personal joy. So, you know, once your family's in a stable place, you might say, okay, you know what, we're at a good place. I'm going to start looking for another job that I enjoy more. After the sports season finishes and your team either wins or does not win the conference or division title, you might want to reflect on if your values still align well enough with participating in the sport. And after you cross that finish line at the half marathon, you might want to reflect if there's another exercise that you'd rather participate in, because, you know, running isn't the only option to stay healthy. So hopefully these kind of made you think a little bit more about, yeah, your own motivation.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Natalie. I thought that was awesome. I think that brings us to a really great, you know, little stopping point. We can kind of wrap everything up. I just want to kind of reiterate a few points before we go. You know, as mentioned earlier throughout the episode, one source of motivation is not necessarily better than the other, but rather there are actually instances in which each type is helpful for different reasons and for different purposes. And like everything in life, you know, we want to make sure that we have everything in moderation, right? Like I freaking love sweet things. I also freaking love salty things, but we want to make sure that we eat those pretzels and ice cream in moderation. And I say this, you know, meaning that we want to ensure that our behavior is mixed from a nice, healthy mix of both extrinsic and intrinsic motivators. But now that we kind of guided you through almost like an immersive exercise, I want to leave you with a little bit of homework. Following this episode, right, when we're all finished here, I challenge you to consider why you do the things that you do. Maybe ask yourself this question before you engage in an activity or behavior. Truthfully, this will give you a purpose. It can help associate like some level of intention with your behaviors. I can almost guarantee that you will feel more gratitude knowing that you're doing something for a reason. So I just want to leave you with that.
Yeah, I think that's really, really good, you know, call to action for our listeners, Katie, because we don't want this to be the only time you think about, you know, your motivation. We can be asking ourselves these questions every day just to try to enhance our joy and our meaning in our life. And furthermore, we also encourage you to check out my and Trevor's episode on flow. This concept, which Mihai Csikszentmihalyi puts a lot of wonderful insight on, in his books, and Trevor and I talk a lot about that insight, that psychological concept, which focuses a lot on striving towards that inner joy, fits very well with our conversation today on intrinsic motivation. So if you're feeling, I guess, somewhat pun intended here, if you're feeling motivated after this episode to learn more about intrinsic motivation, check out that episode. I think you'll enjoy it.
Nice. I see what you did there. All right, guys. Well, we just want to say thanks for tuning in. And again, I can't reiterate how much we appreciate your constant attention and that you've hung around with us for this long. We're super excited to keep filming some stuff, some really great content for you throughout season two, throughout 2021. Like Natalie said, be sure to check out that episode on flow. Be sure to check out all the episodes in season two and season one. If you're behind, you know, shameless plug there. We've got some really awesome ones in that regard. Also, check out our Instagram page. It's at KYResLab. So that's KYReSLAB. You'll find some really awesome resources there. We've got some nice IG lives featuring a few of our other podcast team members kind of sharing their favorite books and their favorite, you know, relevant resources on some of the topics that we cover throughout our podcast episodes. So make sure to, you know, just share the love there and go hit that follow if you haven't already and check out some of the stuff on our social media. And as always, you know, hit us up if you've got any questions, but I think that's all we've got for you guys today. We just want to say thanks again and
yeah,
can't wait to chat with you in
2021.